Traffic deaths in the United States have risen by 14% in the last 2 years. More than 40,000 people were killed in auto crashes last year. That's more than the number of people who died from firearms or opioids. 94% of crashes are due to human error. And officials believe an important factor in the surge of traffic deaths may be distracted driving. People dialing, even talking on cell phones, looking at routes on their GPS, even texting. And there's drunk drivers. Drug drivers, angry or oblivious drivers. Shane Snowden, who was an activist with the Human Rights Campaign, wrote a powerful piece this week for the website of our station WBUR in Boston. About a time 20 years ago, when she accidentally killed someone while she was driving, she was not found at fault, but a person died and her own life has been darkened. She thought it was important to speak out. Shane Snowden joins us now from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Scott.
Let's start with just having you tell us what happened 20 years ago.
Ironically, my crash happened on one of the most beautiful roads in the country, the Pacific Coast Highway, you know, California Highway 1.
Yeah.
Night had just fallen. I was driving along, and I was not impaired. I hadn't been drinking. I wasn't distracted in any overt way. I wasn't reaching for something in the back seat or changing a CD, and there was no mm-hmm. cell phone coverage. I was coming down the road, and as I understand it, at the same time, a young farm worker was getting off work, and he grabbed a bicycle from the supply that they keep on the farms for the workers to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I only saw him as I came around a curve, and he was directly ahead of me in my headlights, and I hit him. And he died instantly. And I will never know if I might have been looking too far ahead or not far ahead enough or too much to the left or too much to the right. But yes, that night, as you said, Scott, it darkened my life permanently.
May I ask why 20 years after you decided to write about this?
Well, I kind of kept an eye at the number of deaths due to cars in our country. And, you know, for many of those 20 years, the level of deaths have stayed about the same. And that is not remotely okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 2 years, we've seen this huge increase in auto deaths. And we think a lot of them may be due to distracted driving, preventable. You know, texting while driving is preventable. And I asked myself at this point in my life, is there something I can do? Could I, in telling my story, say not only, you don't want this to happen to another family, but from my perspective, you don't want this to happen to you, and I'm here to say that to you from my particular angle.
I'm sorry if this is painful, but could you tell us if over the years does that young man pop up in your dreams and your thoughts?
You know, he absolutely does, Scott. It's really okay to ask. I have a son a little bit younger than he would have been. And if this had happened to my son, I would want to know that the driver involved held him in their heart forever. And he's very, very welcome there.
It must be hard to feel sorry for yourself when you know how much pain there is in another family.
Exactly. And I think the hesitation that I have had is I don't want to detract in any way from those loved ones who are testifying about what their families have gone through and the deaths of the people they love.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I came to feel the perspective of drivers who've brought death is so seldom heard. I came to feel, and it sounds corny, but I have to say it's really been my mantra. If even one life can be saved by my telling this story, I'm going to go ahead and just hope that people don't see it as, you know, selfish or self-centered.
Is it hard for you to be in a car?
It was. It was. And, you know, everybody is different. And I had a lot of ambivalence about this. My car was given back to me after the crash. They found a way to repair it. And one of the hardest mornings of my life was when I walked into that dealership and I was handed back the keys to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just tell you, I opened the door and I got inside and this word came to me, deathmobile. And I ever since then have thought about the fact over and over that having a car is like having a wild animal for a pet. They, you know, they're wonderful, they're convenient and they're sporty and they're sexy. But a moment of inattention can just be tragic.
Shane Snowden, speaking from WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Scott.